This is Alan Karpik with Robert Macy in our Arnie's birthday Zoom. Robert's birthday is, he's a Halloween birthday guy, and that's got to be almost like being born on Christmas anymore. I mean, you have that chance it's a big day of celebration for everybody else, but this is your big day of celebration. But tell me about that. You turned the big 3-1, and that's a good thing. But what's it like to be a Halloween baby, so to speak?
Yeah. Well, appreciate you having me on, first off. Secondly, having Halloween is as your birthday. There's always a party on your birthday somewhere, right? So
yeah.
always candy and treats. And especially when I have little kids, it's just, you know, they love it, especially even more because it's a birthday and Halloween, and
those
are two of their favorite things. So, but otherwise, you know, there's always something to do on Halloween. So.
Yeah. Do you have any big any birthday traditions or plans? I mean, you have a 5- and a 2-year-old, and that will keep you busy on your birthday. But anything that you do as a birthday tradition over the years, even growing up, that was part of that.
Growing up, we always had birthday spankings. However old you were, that's how many you got. And I had 5 brothers and sisters, and they all gave them to me. So that was fun. I think my kids started doing that too. They've caught on. But otherwise, you know, Halloween for me has always been lately, taking the kids trick-or-treating. This year will be a little tougher.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll probably just hit up the houses where stuff's just kind of sitting out. You know, we don't have to, you know, get it near anybody or anything like that. That way everyone's kind of happy.
Yeah, it's funny because even in our neighborhood, I'm not sure what the protocol is going to be, but I think there will be kids out on a Saturday night. The weather's supposed to be good, at least where you are. Now, Robert was played defensive end and was a starter under Danny Hope, and 2009 to 2012. Battled some injuries, had some ups and downs from that standpoint. But looking at your playing career, and you were an effort guy at a defensive end. Talk about now your takeaway 8 years later. Hard to believe since you last played. But as you look at back at your career, what's your takeaways?
I mean, as much as you know. Struggles we had of the season and struggles we had, you know, with my health or whatever, my junior year. You know, I had a great time regardless. You know, I always look back to, I know it's kind of odd, but like 2009 was one of my favorite seasons because not only, you know, we didn't have a great record on paper, but, you know, we beat Ohio State that year and we beat Michigan and ended their longest like bowl streak ever. And it was just exciting too. You know, we lost to Oregon at Oregon by 2.
Yeah.
We lost to Notre Dame, I think, by just a couple points too. Yeah. So like you flip a 5-7 record to a 7-5 record with all those wins and you got a pretty dang good season. But you know, other than that, you know, it was just a lot of fun. You know, I got to play a lot of special teams. I got to play linebacker too while there a bit in my later years.
Yeah.
So just, you know, experiencing all the different positions and I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, you had that 2009 season wasn't amazing. You start out 1-5, but you had, like you said, you had that Oregon game in your sights. You had Notre Dame. Take me back to that. And again, that was early in your career, but the mindset of, I can remember Danny Hope saying after the press conference Tuesday, you know, and Purdue was 1-5 at the time. He said, we're going to beat Ohio State. And kind of, I was walking up by Mackey Arena with him. Just that ability to do that and be able to beat, it helps having a guy like Ryan Kerrigan on the defense as well. And we'll ask you about that too, but just, you know, that opportunity, that's the great thing about college sports is you never know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah. It's almost like you get backed up to a wall and you got really nothing left to lose.
Yeah.
There was a feel about it that game, I think, where it's like, you know, what the heck? Maybe we can get to a bowl game, great, but let's beat Ohio State. That'd be great, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, they have a lot more to lose than us, you know, that kind of mentality. So I feel like we got a lot of that sense, you know, kind of embrace the suck of the year and let's just go out and, you know, start over. Right. But yeah, you mentioned Ryan Kerrigan too. You know, I mean, ever since I walked into the building, you know, first day of training camp, Ryan and I were roommates for training camp. And I've just kind of followed him ever since. He's been quite the role model for me. And just, you know, just on and off the field, you know, seeing him in the weight room, throwing up 315 pounds over his head and then throwing, you know, putting 315 pound linemen on skates too. Yeah. So it's just like, man, you know, somebody that you want to be like, right? So he's always been a good influence for me and a lot of other people.
Yeah, he definitely was. And you had to, you had some of his abilities as well, but he was a special talent. And like you said, a special person. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing now in your professional life. And you're using that great Purdue degree to its advantage, I'm sure. But tell me about what's going on in Indy and what's happening from a professional standpoint.
Sure. So I live in Indy in the kind of the Geist area. I work mainly remotely, so just like this every day. I travel a little bit too, but I work for a third-party logistics company called Kenco, and I primarily do like software IT implementations for them for like warehouse management systems, labor management systems, and supporting bringing on like specifically lately a lot of e-commerce clients that need warehousing space. So that's kind of been my life the last couple months, and we're not slowing down either. So I've been pretty busy.
What skill do you, are you an analytical guy? I mean, I know you're academic, all Big Ten, many of your years at Purdue, but what's your best skill? Are you a better people person, analytical? What brings, and you didn't know this was going to be a job interview, Robert, but that's all right. I'm always interested in what makes people click, but go ahead.
Hold on a second. My Zoom went away.
I'm seeing you fine still. So you're good.
Yeah. Pop up. I started off, you know, I was an industrial engineer. So I started off with just being more kind of hands-on because I was like in more of a consulting role and doing engineering and that being logical. Now it's probably more analytical. I got to, you know, work with software. You got to just pick it apart and you're dealing with computers instead of people as much, but at the same time, I got to work with, you know, CEOs and directors of operations and stuff like that at the same time to figure out what they need out of us. So I got to do both. There's nothing that's, you know, specific.
Indianapolis has got a pretty good Purdue market. Pete Quinn and the Boiler Business Exchange, run into them from time to time. It's a pretty good network of Purdue folks down there.
Yeah, yeah. Pete, you mentioned Pete too. He's, you know, he's kind of, you know, I know he sells a lot of real estate and a lot of commercial warehousing that, I don't know, probably our company's bought up at some point. But yeah, I've talked with him over the years. I went to school with his daughter at Purdue too. And he's been a family friend of ours as well, and my parents. So,
yeah, he's
we got a good network for sure.
Yeah, he's the all time connector of Purdue folks down there, and that's a great group, certainly for Purdue. All right, now I assume you said you get a chance to watch the Boilermakers play. The Purdue's got a big game today against Illinois. It'd be a good birthday present for you if they can get the job done. First, I'm going to ask you about. It's hard to put yourself in the shoes of these kids now because of what they're dealing with COVID and the whole strain situation. But how do you view that? And then also maybe give us a look at what you think of Jeff Brohm's program.
Sure. You know, with coronavirus, I don't think there's any right answers.
Yeah.
No, some people may say they're an expert or sound like they're an expert, and they're not. So I just think if you're out there being critical of how people are dealing with it, it's not the right move because I don't think anyone knows what to do, right? But in the meantime, just I think, you know, if I were me, I'd be wearing my mask at all times other than when I'm on the field. And I don't know how they're managing practice any different if they're like doing trying to keep people in pods or something and doing less mixing up. But, you know, I just can't imagine doing that, right? Because as soon as somebody's positive, you know, you got to trace that, and soon three guys are out, five guys are out. And the team's done a pretty good job trying to handle that. I know, I think Brom had it, and, you know, they'll manage. Everyone wanted a football season this year, you know, and I think that brings a lot more positive aspects out of it than it does the negative aspects of COVID. So I think it was a good decision for the season overall.
I don't know if you've had a chance in the last, you know, Purdue has a new defensive coordinator in Bob Diaco, but they have some talented defensive ends, the linebackers positions you played. George Karloftis, a sophomore from West Lafayette, certainly is one of those guys. But did you like, you played a four-man front all along, but you and Purdue has played that four-man front, or did certainly against Iowa, but any difference between that three-man front that Diaco likes to play and four-man front? How did you view those two defensive schemes?
So we would occasionally do it. So I think my senior year Michigan game, we kind of broke it out for a bit. We ended up losing that game, but I liked it because it was kind of more my true position. I was always kind of a light defensive end, a heavy linebacker. So like the stand up outside linebacker was something I like playing. So I could see how some guys like it. It puts a little more pressure on your inner defensive lineman too, I think, cause they're getting double teamed more. But overall, like, you know, when I went through Purdue, we went through a couple coordinators and a couple defensive line coaches. So, keeping the consistency is a good thing. And I think overall they've had, you know, been able to keep coaches and, you know, but the, you know, the four man, it all just kind of depends on who you're playing with the three or four man front. So, you know, I would venture to guess that, you know, they'll probably switch it up throughout the year.
Yeah, I have a sense that he will, based on, it's kind of hard with a guy like Karloftis, who's got some Ryan Kerrigan and Robert Macy skills in terms of that ability to get after the quarterback and high motor guy. And that's certainly something that you pay attention to from that standpoint. He's got a lot of skill from that standpoint. So you have a cathedral grad, and are you still do you still watch a lot of football? Or and again, your girls aren't yet got a ways to go till they get to high school, but are you a sports family from that standpoint? Since your girls will be athletes when the time comes?
So I will be honest, I've not kept up with high school football as much as I should, unless it's pretty obvious when Cathedral wins state. That's kind of seems like everyone around me mentions that, but yeah. You know, I do keep up with Purdue and professional football guys. I like to see the guys I played with in the league, especially the Purdue guys, but also guys that I played against and played, you know, at the same time as me. You know, like one of the guys I always remember going up against is Kyle Rudolph and Jack Martin, and they're obviously doing amazing in the league. And they were kind of some of the best guys I went against too. So, you know, it's good to see how well they're doing, as well as all the Purdue guys like Ryan, Kwan, who played with me, Raheem.
Yeah.
So that's always good. And hopefully one day we'll see George, you know, in the league. I like to call him Special K.
Yeah.
He'll be a good asset. And every time we get these guys going to the league, it just helps our next recruiting class, right? Because that's kind of what all these guys are thinking coming in, you know, kind of setting their sights on the NFL, but we'll, you know, let's put the work in at Purdue to get there first, right?
In your last year, you had a great run to a bowl game. You had to win three straight games. You did that. Yes, there was some transition, obviously, when Danny Hope was let go, and you had to deal with that as well. But what did it take to get that done? I mean, yeah, Robert Marv made some big plays at Iowa, but you made some big defensive plays at the right times to beat Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana in consecutive weeks and get to a bowl game.
Yeah, I remember that Iowa game. It was just the whole season came down to that last kick It was kind of up in the air whether or not we were going to go to a bowl game that year. But at the same time, having the coaching situation up in the air too wasn't fun. But, we had all the rest of the assistant staff. You know, when you got a good staff to back you up, you'll be fine. I don't think we ever really wavered as to what we needed to get done. And we just put in the work, whether or not, we had Danny there or not. And it was unfortunate he had to let go, but, he was fine, moved on. And we always wish him well. And we went in, got the win, but got our butts whooped by Oklahoma State after that in a cold, snowy Texas.
Yeah.
Bowl. But I always say we kind of there was no contest because they had all those recruiting violations that came.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to look at it. You got the short end of the stick from a warm weather type bowl game. I mean, you think you get to play in the Cotton Bowl, one of the great venues in the history of college football, and you had a lousy day to do it in a tough game as it is. But still the experience of getting there, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it was great playing in a historic stadium. Anytime you get to go to a bowl game, it's like a field trip with all your buddies. Like, there's nothing better. You don't have school, right? It's over the holidays, and you get to play that many more weeks of football together I was a senior, so for me, trying to help my pro day, but the other guys, it really prepares you for the next season to get that extra practice in.
Yeah, no question. That was a good experience and another bowl trip for the Boilermakers. Well, Robert, have a great birthday. The girls out there for some level of Halloween. That'll be a big deal as well. And we thank you for being part of our Arnie's birthday Zoom. And you're now on a famous list of people. So there you go. But thanks so much and have a great day. And we always appreciate the opportunity to catch up.
Yeah, that was nice talking with you. Thank you.